Dreamscape presents Windfall, The Prairie Woman Who Lost Her Way and the Great-Granddaughter Who Found Her by Erica Bolstad. Narrated by Marnie Penning. For Nan. Of all the persistent qualities in American history, the values attached to property retain the most power. Patricia Nelson Limerick, The Legacy of Conquest. Part 1. 1. Fractured. December 2009. North Dakota crude, $63.96 per barrel.
Her name was Anna Josephine Sletfold.
That's about all I knew when all of this began during the darkest days of the Great Recession. Anna, my mother told me, was a plucky woman who, on her own, settled the untamed prairies of northwestern North Dakota. The family lore was made even more romantic for what it left out. Anna disappeared from her homestead in 1907, lost to time and the vast plains. More than a century later, an oil company sent my mother a $2,400 check.
The oil company was leasing mineral rights along the edges of the booming Bakken oil fields of North Dakota.
From the oil company, my mother learned she was an heir to mineral rights below the surface of the land where Anna once had a homestead. The check arrived in a manila envelope a few days before Christmas in 2009. Its auspicious timing, further confirmation of a family theory, never articulated but well understood, that unexpected windfalls have a way of showing up when they are most welcome. In 1951, when my mother was just 6 years old, her father had signed a lease with an oil company during the first oil boom in North Dakota. It was on the windswept land where Anna, his mother, once staked her claim. The oil company never drilled on Anna's land, but it kept renewing the lease for more than a decade. All that lease money was enough to send my mother to college. She was the first person in her family to go.
My mother loved a windfall.
How could she not? Her entire life, she'd heard the promises blowing across the Great Plains. She bought lottery tickets when...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?